Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
I think the biggest news to surface since we last spoke is the removal of the faces at the Coburn train station.
The most controversial signage in Perth. No one really understands them. They
just
still
do. Weird. No, I know.
Maybe that's why they took them down. They realised that no one knew. Still, no one understood it.
You know, it was a piece of artwork. $40,000 worth of art. The face of the community.
Yeah, they like blended however many faces into one, and that's what they came up with. Those two faces, which is like a. Look like an old lady.
Well, there was a middle-aged lady on one side and like a young boy on the other side. And yeah, they were made up of apparently more than 250 photos of locals. They were the identical composite pictures the cops put out when people go missing. Yeah. But that's it. It's not about anyone going missing and it wasn't people that had died. It was, meant to be the kind of average faces of the Coburn community. So there you go. They're already down. They've taken. Apparently, they were getting. I suppose they've been around.
I reckon they've been up there for 10 years.
Yeah. So they weren't surviving the best. So they were cracking, and so they've come down.
Weathering. What are they going to put up there now?
Well, I don't know. That's the next question.
New faces.
I don't feel like faces are going to be the go. I'm not sure. But, I mean, it could be any one of a number of things. Feel free to throw your suggestions in. Probably the most popular suggestion that I saw on social media yesterday was to replace it with a face. The pick was of potato mogul Tony Gallardi.
The icon.
Well,
is he from Coburn?
Well, sort of vague. I think it sort of didn't the first one start out Success Way? So I suppose.
Possibly. I thought his first shop was Bill Ivers.
Well, maybe I'm making it up.
Maybe I'm just making things up. Hey, Tony, for sure.
We could do worse, that's for sure.
Could you?
Anyway,
I'm not sure I could handle staring at a giant monobrow every time I go past.
Well, feel free to post your suggestions into us. Okay? Coburn train station, 9994 in your capital city.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
First off, the Peel Relay for Life is happening this weekend in Meadow Springs.
Hey.
Which is a chance, of course, to recognise and celebrate survivors and patients and carers, as well as honouring and remembering the loved ones that we've lost. And all of that in the process, also raising funds to help save more lives that are connected to cancer, obviously.
Oh, how good's that?
So, yeah, it's a
good on them.
I've been to the Peel one. I've been to other Relay for Lives.
Yep.
And they are... they're an uplifting kind of experience.
They are, aren't they? Everyone's there to support each other and everyone's happy.
It's a great vibe. It's an amazing vibe. So check the What's On section at coastlive.com.au for more details there. Today in the States is National Croc Day.
Croc Day.
And I'm not talking reptiles.
Oh.
Referring to the world's most polarising footwear.
Of course you would put this one in there.
The shoes that, you know, Post Malone loves.
You're a croc ambassador, aren't you?
I can be if you want me to be. That is,
Did you wear them today?
I didn't wear them today because I didn't know.
That's a shame.
Share something with you and you just shame.
They're nice Crocs. He's got Croc loafers.
You Croc shame me. That's what
Croc shamer.
You Croc shame me.
Now, the most practical shoe in the world.
They are.
And Post Malone wears them, as you say, so they must be cool.
He doesn't wear the loafers. He wears the actual,
like
actual Crocs.
Mm.
And it's also Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Oh, I don't think it is.
It's true.
With your Crocs.
that would be good. Now, whether it's talking too much or clipping your nails at your desk or sucking up to your boss.
Nikki, I just feel
it's time to call you out about your behaviour. And while I'm not going to slap you because we don't condone violence, I guess today is more of a figurative slap. It's a wake-up call.
An emotional slap.
It is.
Oh, man, that's great.
So there you go. Choose any one of those today and get involved.
Do them all.
Top Bogan baby names of 2019.
Here we go.
Have been revealed.
Oh, God.
Sabrina Rogers Anderson, author of the Little Book of Bogan Baby Names, has trawled the country.
I think there might be a few people offended by this.
Well, quite possibly, but this is...
putting it out there.
This is a fresh batch of Bogan Gems is what she's come up with. Okay. She's promised 20 names that have actually legitimately found their way onto birth certificates across the country. And, of course, amongst them, there's some ones with creative spellings.
Yeah, of course.
But there's also some puzzlers. On the boys' list, places feature quite heavily. Number 9 is Tokyo.
Tokyo.
As in just legit Tokyo. Number three is Cairo, spelt with a K.
Cairo. I bet these people have never been to these places either.
Well, not.
You know what I mean?
And I can guarantee you they've never been
to... Such a cool name. Never been there, but I just love the name Tokyo.
Never been to number four either. It's a former planet. Pluto.
Pluto.
Number eight is Tigger.
Tigger and Pluto, like Disney characters.
Oh, they could also be... Yeah, true. Or Disney, you're right. I didn't even think of Pluto as being a dog.
Yeah, I think of a dog.
Number five and six are qualities, I guess, that you want in a boy. Number five is precise. And number six is sincere. But they're not the weirdest. The girls' names, I think, are the weirder list.
Okay.
Number one on the girls' list is Anomaly. You might as well really just say mistake.
It's the poor thing that cops that.
I think number nine is meant to be vanilla, although it's spelt with an apostrophe. Number eight is velvet with a double T, so it could be velvet. And number seven is starlet, also with a double T. Number four is panda.
Panda.
That's right. Has trouble breeding and loves bamboo. That's my girl. Number 10 for the top girls' bogan names for 2019, according to this list, is Windy.
Windy? What, did they come out farting?
I don't know. It's either that or it's Wendy with a Kiwi accent. I'm not
Windy.
Sure.
Windy. I never thought of that. Poor Wendy's that live in New Zealand.
And apparently, now I have this on reasonable information.
Here we go.
But I've been told today that there are 124,000 fewer millionaires in Australia this year than there were last year.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Due to fallen house prices and a weak Aussie dollar. In fact, we haven't had a good year of it as a country. The worst year in terms of wealth last year of any country.
Oh, cool.
And yet still, I know there are plenty of people that are still putting up rent prices, so...
Yeah, how does that work?
Not really sure, but there you go.
Mm.
Anyway, that's one for us to stop and just, you know, maybe... For, you know...
Okay,
those
have a minute of silence.
Amongst the millionaires.
Oh, the poor things. They just slipped out.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.